Jesus wants his followers to work together in carrying out God's mission for the church. This isn't an easy task, but Jesus believes in us and equips us and calls on each of us to take personal responsibility. And this is a lesson we learn from Jesus' parable of the 10 bridesmaids. In this story, some of the bridesmaids were more responsible than others. And that's seen in the fact that some of them packed extra oil for their lamps. So I invite you now to listen to this story. It's found in the 25th chapter of Matthew, and I'll read verses 1 through 13. If you have your Bible with you, I invite you now to open to that passage. Again, it's Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flask of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout. Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, no, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Amen. Now, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids is a reminder that there are consequences for failing to take personal responsibility. In this story, Jesus is telling us that God expects us to do what we can. And there's a good reason for this. When we live to the fullest of our abilities, when we take responsibility for our life and faith, we experience joy and discover purpose and meaning. But we miss out on this when we let others do things for us that we really should do for ourselves, or when others don't even give us the responsibility to rise up and do what we can. You can probably think of times in your own life when someone has tried to take responsibility away from you. I think this occasionally happens at our places of work, especially if you have a boss who's a micromanager. I remember reading a story about a manager named Pete at People Magazine who drove all of his employees crazy. Every afternoon at 4:30, he would roam around the hallways and make sure no one left before 5 p.m. He gave all of his employees different work assignments, but then he micromanaged them to death. He just seemed to enjoy being in everyone's business. And he rarely gave good performance reviews unless it reflected back on him. Now, people in the office often referred to him as Napoleon Pete. They just didn't like him. He drove everyone crazy. And little by little, every person in his department left the company. Now, this is a perfect example of good employees leaving a good company because of a bad boss. Now, Pete didn't let his employees rise to their fullest potential, and he didn't trust them to take full responsibility for their work, and that was harmful to the whole department. Robert Lupton is the author of the book Toxic Charity, and in this book, he talks about the oath for compassionate service. And the first promise in that oath reads, never do for the poor what they have the capacity to do for themselves. Now, his research shows that disregarding this promise causes long-term dependency and suffering. Now, I think we know that there's value in not doing things for other people that they can do for themselves. And that includes not making decisions for them. Now, most of the situations that we face in life and at work don't require immediate action. Usually we have time to think through what needs to be done. We have time to prepare. And frankly, most people usually need some time to chew on things before they ever do anything. Now, in a workplace setting, when you give people the time and the space to think through an assignment, they're more likely to rise to the occasion. They're inspired to do their best, and they're willing to take responsibility for their work. In our parable, five of the bridesmaids were prepared. The scripture describes them as wise because they brought along extra oil, whereas the other five look foolish because they didn't. Now, some people think the wise bridesmaids acted selfish because they weren't willing to share the extra oil that they brought along with those who didn't have enough. And they think those five bridesmaids should have been more understanding and compassionate. But I think that misses the point of this story. Now, Jesus is telling us that five of these women took personal responsibility and five didn't. He doesn't tell us why the foolish women didn't bring any extra oil. Maybe it was too expensive. Or maybe they had plenty of extra oil back home, but they didn't want to bother bringing it to the wedding banquet. We just don't know why they didn't bring any more oil. Jesus doesn't give us any of those details to understand why those women acted in the way they did. He doesn't talk about their motives. He doesn't give us a fuller picture of their circumstances. We don't know why some of the bridesmaids brought some extra oil and some did not. We don't know why they all weren't properly prepared. But we do know that when the trumpet sounded, when the call came, when the bells were rung, five of these women were ready and five were not. Now, quite often this parable is interpreted eschatologically. That's a big fancy preacher word. And it relates to another big fancy preacher word, eschatology, which has to do with the end times. And so when you read this story eschatologically, with the end in view, the groom symbolizes Christ, who comes to finally usher in the kingdom of God. And therefore, we need to be prepared for the day when Christ returns. That's an important message. But there's more to this parable than that. See, the beauty of Jesus' parables is that there are many layers of meaning. And so I'd like us to move to a slightly different layer by considering what the groom of this story is calling us to do right now. See, I think the groom is inviting us to prepare for the wedding banquet. And no one else can do that for us. We have to do that for ourselves. Now, the foolish bridesmaids pleaded with the others to share their oil. And I'm sure you notice how those bridesmaids responded. They said, no, there will not be enough for you and for us. You'd better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. Now, I think we need to pause here and be careful with our interpretation, because this story is not giving justification for not helping those in need. Jesus wasn't suggesting that. The purpose of this parable is to help us examine ourselves, our actions and motivations. Do we take responsibility where we can? Or do we want others to step in and do things for us that we could very well do for ourselves? Now, all 10 women brought lamps as they waited for the wedding banquet to begin. But not all of them were able to keep their lamps burning into the wee hours of the night. The wise women did so because they brought extra oil. Now, oil is a central part of this story. Oil is what keeps the bridesmaids' lamps burning bright. But before the wedding banquet ever started, half of them had run out of fuel. You know, that can happen to us too. Sometimes we may feel like we're running low on fuel. It may feel like we're running out of gas. And that can affect us in many different ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. And let's think about what that looks like. Now, if a kid doesn't get a nap after lunch, later in the afternoon, he or she will be pretty crabby. And I know some adults are just the same. If you work 80 hours week after week after week, your relationships will suffer. If you don't feed your spiritual life, then it'll likely dry up and you'll feel distant from God. Now, running out of gas or fuel or whatever you want to call it can happen to anyone. And you can't always borrow fuel from someone else to get through. I think students have probably learned that lesson at one point or another. Students know that you can borrow a friend's homework and get by on an assignment, but you can't borrow the time it takes to prepare for the exam. And the point is that there are some kinds of preparation that we can only do for ourselves. There are some things in life that we just can't borrow from others. And you can't borrow another person's passion for God. You can't borrow their sense of inner peace. You can't say to a friend, "You have such a happy marriage, can you give me a piece of that?" Now, taking personal responsibility is challenging because sometimes we do get frustrated with life. Sometimes we get angry with God for not fixing our problems or giving us what we want. And sometimes we get irritated with the church because we think it isn't doing enough to help us grow. Now, living a life of faith can be hard. But Jesus Christ believes in us. In fact, Jesus equips us to take responsibility and to find creative solutions for the challenges we face, whatever they may be. Now, from time to time, you may feel like you're running out of because you can't borrow someone else's fuel. That's your responsibility. And you need to make sure you carry some extra with you because you'll need it to keep your lamp burning. In the Bible, the word lamp is a really important symbol. According to Proverbs chapter 20, it's considered the light of the Lord that's within the human spirit, and that light can fade or burn out. That's why it's so important we keep it fueled. We don't want it to go out. Another important word, a symbolic word in the Bible, is the word oil. Throughout the scriptures, it's used as a symbol for the Holy Spirit. And the implication is that without the Holy Spirit, our light fades and it can grow dim. Now, the five foolish women experience firsthand what it's like to have their lights burn out, while the five wise women kept their lights burning because they carried an extra supply. They refueled their lights by turning to a resource outside of themselves. Now, this is a reminder to us that the nature of everyday life causes our fuel to run low. Now, dealing with crying children or long hours at work or ongoing health issues can really burn us out. And to avoid that, we do need to take some responsibility. But do you know where to turn when your fuel is running low? Do you know how to replenish the supply when the light grows dim in your soul? Now, you can't expect others to refuel you. It's really not fair to them. Now, the wise women in our scripture didn't share their oil because they needed those oil reserves to get them through the rest of the evening. Refueling our lamps is really on us. We have to take responsibility of our faith and our life, our actions. We also have to make time and space to connect with Christ and refuel our spirits. And you know, that often happens when we come together as a body, when we worship together, when we pray together, when we study together, when we serve together. You know, our lamps have a way of being refueled during those times. And they burn brightly because we are being energized and sustained by the Holy Spirit. And we need this because life can be hard. And taking personal responsibility for it's not always easy. You know, we do wish that God would sometimes wipe away all the hard things we face. Of course, we know that's not reality. But Jesus equips us to take responsibility. He gives us the resources we need to face our challenges. And he's always ready and willing to fill our lamps. And so if you sense that your oil supply is running low today, then I encourage you to turn to the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to refuel you. Take responsibility of your faith. Take responsibility of your life. Jesus has equipped you to do so, and he will help you take responsibility. All we have to do is turn and seek guidance and help from our Lord. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, you are the light of our lives, and we turn to you, hoping that you might keep our light, our lamps burning brightly. But we also recognize that you have equipped us to take responsibility for our life and faith, and even for this church. And so we dedicate ourselves once again to you, and may each of us be faithful to you by being responsible. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.